This is a very important day. This is December. It's a very important day. And this day actually came 2 years after South Sudan has got independence. And it is a dark day in the history of South Sudan. And a lot of things have happened after the 15th, because on the 15th, that is when the violence started. And after that one, it continued even after today, people are still fighting and so many lives have been lost. And we feel like it should be a good day for us to think about the lives that are being lost as a result of the violence. And this is very important. Because like examples like Rwanda, but then they commemorate for 40 days the last loss as a result of the genocide that has happened in the country. And what is happening in South Sudan is really there are so many lives that are being lost on a daily. Despite this reality, there is no official commemoration of the day. You know, when you commemorate, then first of all, it shows that you have acknowledged yes, something wrong has happened, and we have to move on, we have to go on after that.
And what do you hope to achieve by documenting the names of the victims of war in South Sudan?
We hope for the people of South Sudan to know that a lot of lives are being lost as a result of the violence. Therefore, there is no need for people to continue the violence. People have to put an end to the violence. People disagree. This is a normal thing in life, it's disagree. But when there's disagreement, people should use that to violence. With our aim is, if there is disagreement, let the people sit down, let the people dialogue, let the people reach a settlement to their differences without resorting to use of the violence.
We have different estimates of the death toll from the South Sudan Civil War, which started in 2013. A study funded by the U.S. State Department in 2018, for example, put the number at almost 400,000 people, half killed as a result of direct violence and the other half as a result of disease, hunger, and other war-induced circumstances. What is your estimate of the death toll of the conflict in South Sudan?
We don't want to make an And this is our point. For us, we are naming the people. We, like now, we say, at the moment, we have documented 20,785 people. And these people that we have documented, we know their name, we know from where they are coming, we know where they were killed, and we know the circumstances about their killing. We know their age, whether they are men or they're male and female, we know that. So for us, we are giving names to that history. So it's going to be a process, but at the end of the day, we want to honor the lives. We want to honor the lives of each and every person, because this person, these people who are here, there's so much there. Some of them are fathers, some of them are mothers, some of them are children, grandfather, grandmother. These are people, they belong to their families, and they are being cherished by their families. And we want to acknowledge that. It's not affecting one community, but it's affecting the whole country. So that shared suffering, if we know, yes, it's not only me who have lost. My brother, my sister from the other community has also lost. Then this will become something that can bring people together.
In your statement, you called on the government to make December the 15th some sort of national day of remembrance. Tell me more about that and its importance.
We want the government to declare this as a remembrance day. And why we want this to happen, it is, first of all, it shows that what has happened on the 15th of December has really been acknowledged by the government. And not only that one, but during this acknowledgement, then it comes, because usually on such a day, the government will be issuing statements, the leaders will be talking about it, calling for people to reconcile. So it is, you are now talking to public, because you have acknowledged, now you communicate to public. And this one will help the people to. If someone has an anger, someone has a thinking of revenge, then you know. Now our leaders are calling us not to fight. Our leaders are calling us to reconcile. Our leaders are asking us to leave what has happened behind.